You know, every time the county is at this point when they're working on the budget, it seems like my good friend Jim Howell is mounting his horse and tilting at windmills. He gets out his Don Quixote outfit and goes at it again. And sadly, we get the same result. And I don't know what we can do about it. We've got to help lift him up. I saw an article in the Wichita Eagle again today where it talked about, you know, once again, Wichita homeowners are likely to see much tax relief both at the city and the county level because of, you know, revenue neutral rate. And it's just despite the fact that they've lowered the mill levy, both at the city and the county level. So, you know, we got to get him some help with us now to tell us a little bit about some of the efforts that he's, some of the things that he's trying to do to help us is County Commissioner Jim Howell. And, Jim, I don't know, brother, what's it going to take, my friend?
Well, John, thanks for having me on the show tonight. It's a great honor. Actually, I'm actually encouraged. We had a staff meeting last Tuesday where I really just kind of laid my cards on the table. And I think the conversation was sober. I think people were a little bit surprised by some of the ideas I came up with. But since then, I would tell you, I think things have moved. And actually, I can't say for sure that things are going to happen until we get to Wednesday when we adopt this budget. But I can tell you that I believe that people have been thinking pretty hard about this, and I would not be surprised if at least some of the ideas I came up with last Tuesday will actually be adopted this year. So I'm actually quite surprised, actually kind of excited about that.
Well, that's great. What were some of the ideas that you've put forward that you think might gain traction, that maybe listeners could call their county commissioners and you know, I mean, they need to call Ryan and Pete and you know, and Stephanie and say, hey, get behind this.
Let me give you a few of these ideas. So my first goal was to lower the, now I have to use the word capture. Now the manager's budget would have captured 5.5% of our 8.6% growth. And I don't feel comfortable with that number, primarily because inflation was about 3.5%. So that to me is just, it's unattainable. So, I wanted to get down to 4 to 4.5%. You know, I can argue 4 to 4.5% primarily because when you add in consumer price index, that's inflation plus new construction, you get to about 4 to 4.5%. So to me, that was a goal to get to that number. So here's my cuts. I wanted to cut just under $1 million to the auto license fund. Now what that is there's a state the state subsidizes the auto, the tag offices. And there's a lot of fees that are charged when you go to the tag office. Unfortunately, those fees are capped, and it's now become a property tax problem, where we would have to provide just under $1 million to the tag offices this year to run them as we have. And I'm not going to support that. So again, Brandy Bailey does a good job, our county treasurer, but this is a state problem, or it's a fee problem, or it's a tag office problem, but certainly not a property tax problem. So I understand the lines might get a little bit longer, and I know people aren't going to like that, but that's what you do. This is what you have to do when you start cutting property taxes. You got to do things like this. So
right.
My first cut is $1 million out of that fund. Then I'm going to suggest we do not create, an accreditation manager for 911. I don't want to support that. This also includes a reduction. There was a request for 20 new 911 dispatchers. I'm only going to support 13 of those. Now, that's a cut that's kind of uncomfortable, but that's about a little more than $500,000 to not fund the full 20 on that. And then finally, it was going to be a cut to Exploration Place, and Exploration Place would have to give up about $500,000. So altogether, those four cuts together gets us down to about 4.5%. Actually, that gets us down to basically a 27.417 mills, which is altogether about a one. If you add all this up together, gets it to about from a 0.82 mill levy cut that was recommended by our manager, brings it down to about a $1.3 mill levy rate cut, which is a whole lot better, I think. A few of the other cuts I was suggesting was cut the Wichita Arts Council 100%. This last year, we gave them about $14,000. That's not a lot of money, but believe it or not, we're giving them more money than Wichita does. And I find that to be, we should not from the county be funding this at all. So I was suggesting we cut the Arts Council 100% this year, take them from $14,000. The suggested in the recommended budget was $13,300. I'm going to just take that down to zero. I want to give the Citrus County Fair a haircut, bring them from about $25,000 down to $22,000. I want to eliminate an IT position. This one I'm a little bit uncomfortable with, actually. I'm still thinking about this one. You know, we have a lot of risk with cybersecurity issues.
Right.
We have a request for an IT person, a manager position. It's $123,000. I think they justified it pretty well. I don't know that we have to have it because we don't have it right now. So it's a growth. I don't know. You know, the manager's budget has it in there. I would suggest maybe we rethink that. I don't know that we have to have that position. There are some positions that are on the books right now that are not funded or filled positions currently. I just want to wipe them from the tables. That's about three positions. And then I want to basically reallocate. This is actually not going to help the budget necessarily, but reallocate some money from the Northwest Expressway. I know that you expressed some support for that. I know it's a highway out by Goddard, but
right.
Honestly, we don't have any. We have no way to know this is ever going to happen. I want to transfer $200,000 of that to a project in my district, which I think has a better chance of happening. That's $200,000 of sales tax funds. We go from this to that, and so anyway, all together. And there's a few other minor things I'm talking about: stormwater and for Oakland Transit, but basically that's the gist of it. All together, if you do all those things I just suggested, it cuts about another half a mil out of the budget. And that half mil takes it from what would have been a 2.714 cut to the recommended budget. It'll bring it down to another 4.53% cut. So altogether, we're capturing about 4% versus the current 5.5%.
Any cuts to the zoo?
Well, yeah, there's a cut to the capital improvement project. That's actually in the manager's recommended budget.
Good.
And that cut's already there.
Good.
We still have to fund our staff, our Central County employees. We have about 112 employees. We have to fund those. Now, one of the things I'm trying to find a way to solve this still. I don't really have an answer for this yet, but they're requesting two new FTEs for the elephant barn. I know that's been a thing on your radio show.
Yeah.
No. I would like to see find a way to have that funded through the society, actually, is my preference.
Yeah. No. No.
We agree on that.
Shouldn't have built the barn in the first place, and now they got to staff the barn. So, yeah, this is a boondoggle. Yeah. It was a boondoggle when you built it in the first place. But, you know,
Jim. I'll give you one more thing.
Yeah,
maybe one thing that's really a big deal. Stephanie Wise wanted to talk about doing a buyout for Exploration Place, and I've been looking at this really hard. I think we're going to have a deal on this. What that means is we're going to give them about $1 million cut to what they consider to be our promise to them, which would end in 2027. We're going to cut them around $1 million altogether and use ending balance out of this current year, 2025, to get rid of that contract entirely. Just buy it out. And we'll save about $1 million. And if we can do that, we can capture mill levy savings for both the 2026 budget and the 2027 budget. That'll save us in both of those years, a mill levy cut for both of those years. And in doing that, we would probably see basically no funding for Exploration Place in the next two fiscal cycles. And by the way, with that, I would say it's my intent to never return them the property tax support in the future.
I think that's great. And I know that you and Ryan and, well, actually all four of you have really talked for a while about trying to transition a number of those entities more onto fee service or fee funded, user fee basically funded. And I think they should be. I think that's probably the better way to go on all of those. Get them off the property tax rolls. And the faster we can do that, I think is better. So I'm glad to see that kind of transitioning in that way. By the way, we're talking with Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell, and I know I'm kind of bumping up against my break here real quick, but how do you think, has there been talk any further about any of the, you know, trying to lower or shifting anything to a sales tax and lowering the property tax at all?
I'm so glad you asked. I actually have a resolution that, and I want to make sure we keep the conversation packaged together.
Right. Oh, it has to be.
Lower property taxes and shift about basically a good chunk of our discretionary spending, things that people support, things like Sedgwick County Zoo. So those employees would be paid for through a sales tax initiative, and we would lower the property taxes an equivalent dollar-for-dollar amount.
Right.
And this actually comes with some sunsets built in. So if we don't keep our word, people say, well, I don't really trust you guys. I don't, you're politicians. You don't, yeah. You lie. You know, I get that. So let's put some sunsets on this thing. My first sunset would be literally in 2030, and the next one would be in 2038, and then every 8 years thereafter. But again, I will tell you this, we would be able to lower our mill levy another 4.5 mills if we did a 0.25% sales tax. In other words, you get 25 cents on $100 worth of retail spending. That would be enough to lower our property taxes by 4.5 mills. And that would be forever,
right,
as long as we continue to keep that going. To me, 4.5 mills, you know what? I say it this way. I don't want someone to be threatened with their home. Something as so important as where they live, because we want to feed penguins and elephants and things
exactly.
like that.
My opinion exactly.
is, we want to get them onto sales tax. That's more appropriate, and lower property taxes. People say, well, wait a minute, it's hard on poor people. Let me tell you what's hard on poor people is getting them kicked out of their home.
Right.
Everything they use, their mortgage, their rent, their insurance, their utility bills, everything they need, even including food now, has no sales tax on it. And so, by the way, even if you're lower income, there's no sales tax even from the county on WIC or SNAP or TANF benefits. And so no sales tax to live in your home and to eat your food. We want to move sales tax. You know, if you buy pizza or tennis shoes or whatever, you're going to be funding these things. And we can move about $35 million worth of spending out of this budget and on the sales tax and lower our mill levy by 4.5 mils. We would simply put this in front of the people, and they would vote for that.
Well, and that's the key. That's the one thing that people have to remember about this. It wouldn't come from you. It would go to the people and let them vote, and I think that's the way to do it. Jim, I appreciate you, brother. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want more information, if they want to connect, what's the best way for them to do that?
Absolutely. Jim.Howell@Sedgwick.gov or my cell phone, 316-253-6797.
Jim, keep tilting the windmills, brother. We appreciate you, Don Quixote.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate your support.